BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The Israeli army has been continuing its bombardment of the Gaza Strip, attacking more than 40 targets, which it said included tunnel networks, weapons stores and houses belonging to Hamas militants. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 90 people have been killed since Israel began its ground operations on Saturday. From the Israeli-Gaza border, Bethany Bell reports.
On the border, the thud of artillery fire fills the air. Israeli helicopters fly overhead. Earlier, we saw flares light up the night sky. Sometime later, several Israeli military ambulances passed by, leading to speculation that some kind of medical evacuation may have been underway, but there's been no confirmation of this. In Gaza itself, fierce fighting is underway. Palestinian sources say there have been intense exchanges of fire east of Gaza City. They say many houses have been damaged and hundreds of people have taken refuge in school buildings to escape the fighting.
As the fighting continues in Gaza, European mediators have been stepping up efforts to end the violence. President Nicolas Sarkozy of France has held talks with Palestinian leaders in Ramallah at the beginning of a mission to the region. Afterwards, he called for a rapid ceasefire, at first temporary, to allow better access for humanitarian aid. America's three biggest car companies have recorded major losses in annual sales, confirming that the industry is in serious difficulty. Sales for Chrysler were down by about 30% last year, while Ford and General Motors sold more than 20% fewer vehicles than in 2007. Our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, reports.
The car sales figures show an industry reeling from an acute decline in consumer confidence. Replacing a car is a purchase that can be delayed, and as Americans have become more concerned about the economic outlook, many have decided to do just that. Concerns about job security because of rising unemployment make such large purchases seem more risky. It's also become harder for car buyers to get loans, and many American motorists can buy a new vehicle only on credit. General Motors, along with Chrysler, had to go to the US government for emergency loans to stay in business.
The president-elect of the United States, Barack Obama, has begun a series of meetings with members of Congress to discuss a massive stimulus package aimed at reviving the U.S. economy. Speaking at the start of talks, Mr. Obama said America faced what he called an extraordinary economic challenge.
The reason we're here today is because the people's business can't wait. We've got an extraordinary economic challenge ahead of us. We're expecting a sobering job report at the end of the week. The speaker and her staff have been extraordinarily helpful in working with our team so that we can shape an economic recovery and reinvestment plan that starts putting people back to work.
World News from the BBC. The Sri Lankan military says troops have now reached the southern outskirts of the strategic Elephant Pass, a causeway linking the northern Jaffna Peninsula to the mainland after intense clashes with Tamil Tiger rebels. A military spokesman said they were now conducting probing operations to recapture the entire Elephant Pass from the rebels. There's been no reaction from the rebels, who have held the pass since 2000. Senior commanders in the main rebel movement in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo say they've ousted their leader, the renegade general Laurent Nkunda. A rebel spokesman, Kimanzi Desire, said a new leadership would be set up.
The military high command decided unanimously to put an end to the CNDP leader's bad governance, which is dangerous for the movement's future and for the Congolese people. The military high command decided to set up a new leadership, which will be coordinated by a crisis committee. The new leadership has pledged before CNDP members, the Congolese people and the international community to create favorable conditions for peace.
General Nkunda has denied that he has been ousted. His spokesman told the BBC senior commanders had been called to a meeting on Tuesday. The Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has ordered Russia's state energy giant Gazprom to reduce European gas supplies through Ukraine by the amount he says Kiev has already stolen. Gazprom's chief executive told reporters the company would make up the shortfall using other routes. The European Union says earlier disruption to Russian gas supplies has been corrected. Doctors in Britain are advising golfers to wear earmuffs if they use the new generation of thin-faced titanium drivers to prevent damage to their hearing. In a report in the British Medical Journal, the ear, nose and throat specialist, Dr. Malcolm Buchanan, said the noise from the club exceeded 130 decibels, more than a gunshot. BBC News.